My mom humiliates my fiancé about his looks in front of everyone, so I uninvite her from my wedding. Here's what happened. Subscribe to Am I the Jerk on YouTube and hit the bell for notifications. I, 25-year-old female, am getting married to my fiancé Kevin next month. My family love Kevin, and Kevin loves them. However, my mom is the brutally honest type, who constantly dishes out her opinions and thoughts on what people wear, how they look, and how well off they are. Mostly negative, tasteless, backhanded comments. She says that she can't help it, and that no one should be offended when she's just being honest. When she met Kevin, she kept making comments about him, his car, his degree, things like that. With time and strict conversations, I was able to get her to show some respect. But she kept annoying Kevin by constantly talking about his hairless face. His face is clean. He doesn't have a beard or mustache, which he can be very insecure about. He comes from Irish origins, so he's white. He has no facial hair, while I'm Hispanic. Mom made jokes with her husband about how unmanly it is to not be able to grow a beard or mustache. Those comments hurt Kevin a lot. I had a very, very stern conversation with her, and she said, "Oh, I didn't realize those remarks were offending him. I was just teasing him." Or, "You know me, I'm just giving my humble, honest opinion. So he shouldn't take it personal and should learn that's just how I am." She ended up sincerely apologizing to Kevin, and we left it at that. As the wedding's approaching, Mom decided to give Kevin a wedding gift, and also to let him know how sorry she was for her past behavior. She invited the whole family for dinner, and decided it would be the perfect time to hand Kevin his wedding gift. He thanked her, but she insisted that he open it right there and then, and show everyone what she got him, since she knew him that well already. He opened the box and found a set of shaving tools and a can of shaving cream. Kevin stopped for a second and kept staring at the gift. My stepdad took it and showed everyone. Then Mom and the others started laughing, while stepdad kept saying, "You get the joke, Kev? You get it?" And my brother was running around the table laughing with everyone. Kevin got up and walked out. I was so mad, I lost it on Mom, asking why she did that and why she felt the need to humiliate Kevin in front of everyone. She told me to relax, that she was just messing with him, but I said she knew how he felt about this topic and demanded she apologize. She said no, since she wasn't responsible for his reaction and thought he was going to laugh along. I angrily said, "No apology, no wedding invitation, period." Then walked out. She freaked out, calling me, trying to say we overreacted to a joke, and my brother said I was crazy to exclude Mom from my wedding over something so stupid. He said Kevin should get over it, since it was a joke, but I refused to send an invitation, and am withholding it until she apologizes. They think I'm unreasonable choosing this to be my hill to die on, and called me disrespectful for how I treated my mom. I mean, you guys have had this conversation. You've been very direct and forward with her about this kind of behavior. Her saying she's not responsible for his reaction is just bull. We knew what it was going to be. It was a joke at his expense. About something that you've already been asked not to joke about. Sure, maybe Kevin could roll with the punches a little better, but that's not the point here. You saying that you can't help what you say and that people need to just deal with it? Well, the response to that is people can't control how they react to what you say. And if they don't like it and they don't want to be around you anymore, then that's something that you need to deal with. You need to decide if what you're saying is worth that outcome. Entitled customer claims they know the owner, but the owner is actually my father. My father has owned a catering hall for over 20 years. I've been server, bartender, and am now one of the banquet managers. I'm 28 and young compared to the other managers, but nonetheless know the business well. I had these people come in that had booked their party 1 year in advance. Communion season is dreaded because of how hectic it is, and these people made it all the more fun. They booked our room, which the max it can hold is 70. They originally said only 45 to 50 people. They come in the week before saying they're up to 90 people and need to switch rooms. Again, it's busy season, so our other rooms are all booked up. The wife starts screaming at me. The husband is saying how it's ridiculous because he's a great friend of the owner, and should be accommodated. He says that I'll be lucky to have a job after he speaks with him. I say, in the nicest but most matter-of-fact voice, well, maybe I can call my dad, you know, the owner, and ask him, since you guys are such good friends. I'm sure he'd be glad to help. The guy's face went from angry to seeing a ghost. I mean, if they were such good friends, you'd think he'd know who his daughter is. He was much easier to work with after that. And no, my dad didn't recognize the jerk at all. Ah, yet another tale of another entitled person claiming they know the owner. I would think with how often this gets used nowadays and blows up in people's faces that they would learn that this isn't the best option. The situation is what it is. You booked a room for 70 people. You went over. You're gonna have to cut someone. There's gonna be some hurt feelings. I'm sorry, but that's on you. You can't expect the world to just bend and fit to your mold. It doesn't work that way. Random customer accuses me of stealing from the place I work. My senior year of high school, I worked at a Starbucks. One Saturday, I worked the middle shift and had my school bag with me to do some homework when I was done. My manager was working that day too and was at the register. After my shift, I moved my laptop over to the table but left my jacket and backpack in the back room. After about an hour, I was done, so I got up and went to grab my stuff before refilling my cup with water. As soon as I walked back out into the cafe, a woman waiting for her drink started screaming that I was a thief and that someone had to call the cops. My manager walked over to try to defuse the situation, explaining that I do work there and I just left my stuff in the back to do homework. She was still screaming when a cop happened to walk in, and he would come in at least twice a week, so he knew me as well. The woman started exclaiming how great it was he was there and that he needed to arrest me for stealing money. He starts laughing, and also explained that I worked there. The woman left about 15 minutes later, still complaining. I don't know why it took the manager and a cop to tell her, but I was just happy the jerk left so I could go home. To be fair, if I was a random customer, I might raise an eyebrow at your behavior going into the back room so nonchalantly, but once the other employees don't really acknowledge it, and the manager especially, I would kind of assume that, yeah, you're just an employee. This woman really latched onto that initial gut feeling, though, and didn't let other outside factors tell her otherwise. Sometimes people just need to mind their own business. You think you're seeing something, but you don't know the situation, so just keep to yourself. Customer thinks I look just like an employee at this store. It was the end of my shift, and I'm helping three different customers. I sent one in the direction of the aisle they needed and had the other two walking with me for their products. One needed items from the back room. No biggie. I finish with them, and a lady in her 50s needs help. It's now time for me to leave, but I still help her. I help her find what she's looking for and ask her if she needs any more help. She says no. I take the garbage from the boxes I had brought out from the back. I finally made it to our break room to clock out. Spend some time looking at our fall, Halloween, and Christmas floral. As I'm getting to the front of the store to leave, the lady in her 50s stops me and tells me that I look like one of the employees. I laugh in my mind and tell her I do work here, I just clocked out. She laughs and apologizes. She thought we were sisters. Asks if she can ask one more question about something she's looking for. Normally I say I'm off the clock, let me get someone else to help you. This time I just asked what she was looking for. She wanted those short pencils like when you play mini golf. I let her know the only pencils we carry are normal sized ones, said goodbye to her, and headed out to go home. I don't know, guys. Not a whole lot to say on this one. Sounds like we just got a cute old lady who got a little confused for a minute. No one was rude, no jerks really in this story. Just a wholesome interaction that I guess could have gone another way if our original poster had have lost their patience being at the end of their shift, but thankfully that's not how it turned out. All around, good vibes on this one. I corrected my entitled friend and told her her parents bought her house, not her. I, 28-year-old female, have a friend, 28-year-old female, who purchased a house late last year. It's an awesome two-story townhouse, and I've been over there plenty of times to help out with moving or decorating and for hanging out. As mentioned in the title, her parents purchased the house for her and her partner. I truly have no issue with this, as the housing market is terrible for buyers, so more power to them for being homeowners. I recently unfortunately inherited my parents' house, which is a 3-bedroom out in the sticks. The issue was, we went appliance shopping because most of the stuff in the house was 10 to 15 years old. We were standing with an employee who I had asked to recommend some smaller items like toasters and kettles. When the employee asked if I was moving out as general chit-chat, I told him I was moving. And he asked whether I bought or rented. I told him bought, because it was just easier and less awkward than telling him I inherited the house. He told me that was cool and began talking about the toasters again, when my friend cut in that I had inherited my house, not purchased it. The employee went silent and gave her a "what was that" face. I was taken aback. She continued on. "Yeah, I purchased my house." I asked, "Does it really matter? I'm here to buy some kitchen appliances, not tell this guy my personal issues." She grinned and said, "It's just for the record," which made me more confused and annoyed. You can probably see where this is going. I replied, "Oh, okay, then if it's just for the record, your parents purchased your house for you." The employee quickly retreated, and she walked outside of the shop. I caught up with her, and she said I was a massive jerk for pointing out she couldn't afford her own without her parents' help. I returned with a very similar, "My parents also helped me with getting a house too, just in a really terrible way." My partner agrees with me, saying that she's the one that opened that door, but our other friends are split almost 50-50. I really don't know. Am I the jerk? I mean, I think your husband said it pretty straight. She opened that door. She started it and wanted to be very specific for the record, regardless of your feelings. You could say that, yeah, you were being a jerk to sink to her level, but you know what? She needs to know how you felt in that instance. She clearly didn't like it, and didn't realize what she said to you had the same impact. Hopefully now she's a little bit more considerate about what she says before she says it. I ended a family naming tradition by not giving my son my late nephew's name as his middle name, even though my sister has said she wants me to. My family have always had this tradition where the first child born after the loss of someone in the family gets the late family member's name as their middle name. My sister and I both have those middle names. Hers is Patricia after a cousin of our mom's, and mine is Denise after my dad's aunt's. Almost a year ago, my sister lost her 2-day-old son, Philip. He was the last family member we lost, and it was a huge earth-shattering blow to our family. I found out I was pregnant a few months ago. I waited a while to tell anyone, and my sister was the first person we told, privately. When I told her, she said that it would be nice to have some positive news to focus on, and she wanted me to continue the tradition our family keeps and give my baby, if a boy, the middle name Philip. She was really happy about the idea. It surprised me a lot. I would have figured she wouldn't have been okay with it, but she wanted it. The problem is, my husband and I don't want to continue with the tradition. We don't want to give our son the middle name Philip. The name isn't one either of us likes or would ever pick ourselves. We may not have announced the sex of our baby yet, but my husband and I know we're expecting a boy. My family are saying how amazing it'll be if my baby's a boy and Philip's name can be carried on. I suggested they wait until we announce the sex and the name before jumping to conclusions. They asked why, and I said we were thinking of not continuing with the tradition. My family, and by that I mean my parents mostly, were really upset. My sister was the worst, though. She asked why I wouldn't want to honor Philip, and why it was him the tradition was getting broken on. She asked if I saw him as meaning so little, and I said no, of course not. Then she asked if it was his name, and if we didn't like it. She said she really hoped it wasn't that. I said we just didn't feel like the tradition was something we wanted to continue. The decision has brought up a lot of bad feelings, and my sister is especially angry, and thinks I'm being insensitive and showing how little I care for my nephew. I feel terrible. She's so angry at me, and my parents are unhappy as well. My husband hates them for putting this pressure on us. He said we should be allowed to name our son what we want, and we shouldn't be obligated to use a certain name. I never wanted to be a jerk, but my family believes I am. Am I the jerk?
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and What do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yikes, I don't envy our original poster here. This is a really difficult situation to be in. I completely agree with them that they should be able to choose their own baby's name, and it's up to them if they want to carry on the tradition. But I also understand why her sister feels so hurt. This was the one thing that she maybe had as something to hang on to of her son that she lost. At the end of the day, if you really don't like the name, then it's not one that you have to use. I'm sure your sister will come to understand in time that you still love her and care about what happened with your nephew. That it's not anything personal about her. It's your personal choice. And it's one that you're entitled to have. Maybe the next baby boy that's born, the parents will be more liking of the name Philip. But I agree with your husband that this is a lot of pressure for them to be putting on you guys. I just don't think it's fair. And I hope that the rest of the family comes to understand that in time. I told my sister she'll be insecure no matter what I wear to her wedding. To preface this, me, 27-year-old female, and my sister, 30-year-old female, are both of Indian descent from the United States. My sister's getting married in November, and currently we're in the process of getting the clothes made for the wedding. Indian weddings are usually quite large and extravagant with several events. I, as the bride's sister, will be expected to dress very nicely, so I'm having my clothes custom made as well. Yesterday, we went to our first fitting for the outfits, and the moment my sister saw my outfits, she was upset. I'm having 4 different lehengas made, which are all like a crop top and a long skirt made for wedding events. My sister, on the other hand, is choosing to wear suits, which are like a long tunic with baggy pants on the bottom. My sister, once she saw me in the outfits, told me they were too revealing and would like me to wear something more toned down, as she herself would be in a suit. I'll admit, we both look very different and have very different body types, so her choice of outfit is a much better fit for her. She got even more upset when I pointed out that several of our cousins will be wearing similar outfits to the wedding. She said she doesn't care what they do, but that I should let her have the spotlight for this one event in her life. Here's where I may be the jerk. I told her that no matter what I wear, she'll be insecure, and her insecurities are for her to deal with. Indian moms can be quite blunt, and I won't lie. Our entire life, my mom has pointed out just how different we look physically. I can see why she would be insecure, but I don't see why I have to cater to her insecurities. My mom agrees with me, and told my sister I will be wearing the lehengas as that's what looks best on me. I'm not gonna lie. I think Indian suits look frumpy to me, and I want to wear what flatters me. I'd rather not even go if I wear a suit. They look better on more matronly women. So, am I the jerk in this situation? Okay, so we're stepping into some cultural territory here that, honestly, I'm not 100% familiar with, so I'm gonna be cautious here. I don't know what the traditional clothing is, or who's supposed to wear what, but it does sound like this is mostly coming from the bride in terms of her insecurities. Now, that being said, maybe she has had issues with this regarding her mom and her sister in the past, but her sister's being really unsensitive about it, and this is a very special day for the one getting married. I think you could at least put a little sugar on it. You don't need to be a straight-up jerk. you can get your point across without putting her down in the process. That would be where you did wrong on this one, in my opinion. I got a good-sized settlement check, and I wanted to donate some to my parents who are struggling. But my wife thinks I should give half to my in-laws as well. 2 years ago, I suffered an accident at work, and recently reached an agreement with the company. It was a huge amount. The numbers here are for example purposes, and I want to make it clear that these aren't the real values. I received 100K. I decided to divide it as follows. 30K for me, 30K for my wife, 25K for emergencies, and 15 for my parents. I'm the main breadwinner at home, and my wife and I split the bills 25-75. I don't know if this is important. Well, my wife wants me to divide the money I'm going to give to my parents in half, and share it with my in-laws, because it's money that would help them too. I refused, saying that this is money that is up to me to decide how to use, and that if she wants to help her parents, she's free to use hers as she sees fit. To be clear, her parents are financially stable, and my parents have absurd expenses because my father has several health problems. And this money would basically cover a year or two of his medicines. They're really struggling financially, even with my help monthly. She said that this money should be a joint decision, and that I was being selfish in deciding its destination without listening to her. So, am I the jerk? I feel like a situation like this might vary from family to family. People choose how to handle finances differently. It sounds like you guys are more of a separate accounts type household, in which case I wouldn't think that it would be news that you get to decide what happens with this money that was given to you. Regardless, I would think logic in this situation would dictate that your parents do need it more, and giving it to your in-laws would just be buying them something nice, I guess. For your parents, it's much more for necessities than anything else. Regardless of how you guys choose to do your finances, I think you're right here fundamentally, and that's more what matters. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories. Or if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, give Am I the Genius a shot. Everything linked in the description.